today with all our super jet airplanes and our rocket ships and our microchips and all of our cellular phones and everything else, is the quality of life actually improved? Is there less greed? Is there less envy? Is there less hatred? Is there less prejudice and bigotry? Is there less stress? Is there less mental illness? We have, every year, technology is surpassing anything beyond human imagination and science. But the suicide rate is as high as it's ever been. Mental illness is one of the top three causes of suffering and death in the world. It wasn't like that before. Due to unnatural, stressful, polluted type of lifestyle, practically one out of three or four people get cancer. Heart disease. One of the greatest profit-making ventures in the world is antidepressants. Different type of chemical processes to somehow or other fall asleep. And so much fighting. And so much lack of trust. Is life improving? It is not. It's going down. You know, we could go to the cinema theater and put on those little glasses and see 3Ds and everything. I don't know. I don't do that, but it might be nice. But it used to be we could go to a river and see crystal clear water and beautiful flowers. And we could drink the water from the river. And we could bathe in the river. Today in India, I've seen it. People go to holy places to go to a river to become purified. And as soon as they got out of the river, they take a bath in their hotel room to get purified from their purified bath. They travel all the way to Vrindavan to go to Keshi Ghat and bathe in the river, which is black and bubbly and foamy. And it's basically the sewage and the industrial waste of Delhi. That's the holy river in Vrindavan. But still, we have faith. It's the holy river, and we're supposed to take baths, so we take baths. We say our prayers, and then we go out, and then we go to the municipal water place and bathe ourselves. How wonderful it was when the rivers were pure, when the forests were pure, when the air was pure, when the food we're eating is pure. With all India's incredible economic development and all of India's software engineering progress, which are they're good things, but we have to evaluate.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.